Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone. I am Apalman Agama of Lingkeng Agama Natural Divine Earth Service Healing, and welcome to the 15th day Rolling Peace Prayer. So today, we are going to pray for peace. Why do we pray for peace? No? It is important that we pray for peace because without peace, there will be no prosperity. Without prosperity, there will be no life here on earth. And you see, people from different parts of the world are doing their effort in having this peace, no? Such as I've heard that there are still battles going on around the world, and countries to countries are having a fight. But what kind of peace do we need to have in this world? Is it that kind of peace that there is no war, there is no suffering? I think the universe allow us to have this in order for us to learn the value of peace. And many people who involve themselves in peacemaking sometimes lose their own identity into it. Indeed, it was a beautiful thing for me to lose an identity because of peace. But the real purpose of peace is for us to enjoy life. And what kind of life do we have? It is the life that given to us by the divine, and that is our own identity. So losing your identity just for that effort is probably not a peacemaking, because you lose yourself. You lose your own identity given by the divine so that you could experience. Our purpose here in the order, the interfaith order of peace weaver, is that each individual will find their own peace by having an acceptance of their identity. No? And it was a wonderful chance, opportunity, that supposedly we have our peace prayer facilitator today, which is Reverend Didi, who is a transgender. And I just want to read, no? Unfortunately, we were not able to have Reverend Didi because she have something, an emergency towards her health, no? That's why we will schedule her peace prayer activity with us by May. But according to Reverend Didi, she said to me na the topic that is pulling her is about for those seeking community and family, wherever they may be, may they find their way to be fully, be themselves and safe, and sacred places and spaces. Too many people are searching for community or family for numerous reasons. For those who have disability and struggle to find acceptance and accommodation, for those who have experienced displacement and are seeking a job and or places to live, and for those who have been disowned or shunned by relatives or loved ones because they are embracing their LGBTQIA+ identity, or because of whom they love, or for following their own spiritual path free of discrimination and hatred. And this is so wonderful that Reverend Didi have brought this to us to pray for, because there are many people, you know, many people are striving to live in this world, but they don't have any opportunity, no? They don't have any opportunity to have, even though they have their own family. And sad to say that those families disown them, especially those that have their own expressions of themselves, that they are different and unique. Remember that all of us are different from one another. We are all special. It doesn't mean I am different. You do not welcome me. And this is what I love with this order, because even though I am from the Far East, I do not speak fluent English, you still accept me and put me into this position as your order head. And for the Korean tradition, they recognize each actions that I do for the sake of the tradition and for the sake of keeping the peace alive for everyone, especially in praying for peace. The reason that we do this every month and every day in our life, that we are praying for peace, because I know, I understand, we are so much busy doing things, and that busyness of doing the activities, we forget to have time for our own selves. And then if we just realize we are all tied up to the activities that we do, we don't have time for ourselves, and praying for peace will give you that time. No, I just remember now, in terms of this situation, of this battle, of this warfare, how could we solve? And I think of the elements in nature, the element of earth, fire, water, and air. Will they help in giving solution to our problems? And I just forgot where did I post that now, but I think it's on my Facebook wall. Though I have made many posts already, but what I remember, sometimes the elements of this planet could not help anymore, but instead we rely to the divine timing in order to heal us from the wounds that we have caused by this battle. And sometimes fire could not be turned down. If there is a big fire, we know fire could be extinguished by water. But sometimes if we put water to fire, it will just only make it big, no? If we put the element of earth to that fire, sometimes it will just be fueled, no? Or it will also grow. Or even if we brew the wind with fire, the fire will spread. So what will be the solution for that? Let the fire tame down naturally. So let Father Time make that happen. And when I was in Saudi Arabia, I remember our place had been burned, and we were sleeping outside, and during night time I pray, why this is happening to me? Then I heard the voice, as I remember it now, I will let time make faster so that you will not notice that you are suffering from all of this. And I'm so happy because I'm already here, safe and sound in the Philippines for so many years already. Now from 2016, I'm here in the Philippines and have established Hilot Academy Binabaylan, and do have a mini school, no, which is Hilot Academy Binabaylan, and have served our community very well. And even here, online at Facebook, at the Korean tradition, we are serving people through prayers. So with that, I want to invite everyone to pray for peace this time, no? So let us pray. We are united in peace, in the fullness of our love, as your children, blessed Lord and Lady. And it is so that we ask your divine blessings on our work as weavers of peace. The prayer we spell now, cast, we empower through the invisible bond we strengthen as we hold hand across the miles. Our circle is cast in our hearts, united as one, in perfect love and perfect peace, and in sharing of this energy. Our cone of power we raise in honor of the ancestors who have shown us the way of peace, in honor of our divine parents who are eternal love and peace, in honor of our children who are the future of peace. We hold our energy in love. I release this spell as a breath. With our magical breath, we inhale and empower it with love. With our magical breath, we exhale and release it. Perfect peace, and it is so. May the web of peace grow stronger and touch every heart. May perfect love and perfect peace radiate from all beings. With gratitude to our Lord and Lady, the circle is open but never broken. As we will, so mote it be. May the blessings be upon all. Blessed be peace. Blessed Lord and Lady, honor us with your presence in our circle as we raise power across the miles. In a world that is in turmoil, we visualize a lasting peace that begins within each being. We claim the peace for all and manifest it within our lives and share it with those who need and those we pray for. We live each day from love, knowing that the joy it brings will further enhance the peace we will. We raise our hands in your honor for blessings that flow from your bounty that to all that is. We reclaim abundance, prosperity, healing for all your children and it is so. In gratitude for your presence, love, and many blessings, may we all give love and in so doing feel deep joy and thereby know true peace. May the blessings be upon all. Blessed be peace, so mote be.